Welcome to the official Cooked podcast with your host, DJ Zeus, in the building. I got my boy
Dibble,
Lindo next door,
and a special guest.
Special guest.
Very special.
Not influencer. Yes,
sir. What's up, guys? My name is Matthew Hall, owner of Not an Influencer. It's a pleasure to be here.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you over here, man. We're excited for this episode.
Yeah, sorry it took so long. I've been in and out of the city for a minute, but I'm glad to be here.
Nah, facts. Especially what's going on in Tampa.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah, shout out to all the people in Tampa.
Mm-hmm, big shout out.
Yeah. Were you out there during all that?
So, bro, I was here for right before Helene. My brother and I came up here for a day because I had a bunch of shirts up here that I had to get sent into production. And so we came up here to get the shirts, and then we drove back down to Tampa because that's where my production facility is. And the next day, everyone's like, or the news is like, hurricane's coming to Tallahassee.
Which is crazy.
Right.
Crazy work.
Crazy. And then we stayed in Tampa for a couple weeks, and then we got other news of Milton coming. And so we're like, fuck.
You guys are just going back and
literally,
back.
Literally, just back and forth.
Ducking
for storm,
and dodging.
Bro, it was crazy. Yeah.
The last 2 weeks been kind of mild, and then hurricane.
Yeah, hurricane. Yeah,
and supposedly there's going to be another hurricane.
Facts.
Here. So Florida's just getting
Yeah, we're getting cooked right now. No pun intended.
Being cooked.
Yeah. It's like Colleen sent her big brother or something like that. Like, I ain't doing enough damage. I'm finna get the
right,
boys.
Right. Crazy.
So, is Tampa where you're from, right?
Yeah, I'm from South Tampa. Oh,
that's lit, man. Yeah. Like, what part? Like, so I got a girl that I'm talking to right now. She lives in Riverview.
Yeah.
So, is that near?
Hey, shout out to the girl.
Yep, shout out.
Big shout out to the girl, though.
So Riverview is gonna be on the east side of where I'm at.
Okay, fine.
So I'm in the basically the southernmost point of Tampa. So if you ever if you haven't taken her, you should take her to Bayshore.
No, we went to the city of Tampa.
Yeah. So cool. Wherever Bayshore ends is kind of where my grandma's house is.
Oh, that's
if you
cool.
can put that into perspective.
So did you grow up there, right?
I grew up in Tampa, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you went to high school there, correct?
Went to high school in Tampa, and then I came up here to go to FSU.
Facts.
And then I just stayed in Tally since I've graduated.
What major did you graduate in?
Sport management.
Sports management.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's the only spat that threw me off.
Yeah. I did not expect that. I expected sort of art.
Nah.
Or
so
what you plan on doing with that, the sports?
So when I first came to school, I was I played basketball my whole life, and I've always been around athletes my whole life, so I knew how to speak to athletes. Mm-hmm. So when I was in school, I actually worked for FSU's recruiting department, and so I got my degree in sport management thinking that I wanted to go be an agent, a sports agent.
Oh, okay.
Which is still cool, and still something that maybe I will, I don't know if it's ever going to be something that I'd actually do, but the summer before my senior year, I actually studied abroad in London for the sports management program.
Oh.
And that's kind of I've always been into clothing. I was I was voted best dressed my senior year in high school. Ooh. I've always been into sneakers. I've always been in that world. But I studied abroad in London, and that's really what opened up my eyes to what the potential of dressing freely meant, or dressing to express your own emotions through what you wear and how important that is. That's when it really opened my eyes. So from there, I knew I was going to graduate, but I knew I didn't really want to do sports anymore, because I was just kind of I knew that to get into that world, you just really needed to know somebody to get you
to the point where
it made sense financially, or it made sense career wise and not that I didn't know that person, but I just my passion really wasn't there anymore. And so, long story short, when I graduated from FSU, I didn't really have something to go pursue right when I finished. And then that's when I started buying and selling clothes regularly. I was buying and selling vintage clothing. This was before vintage really blew up. So I was going to every thrift store here in town. I was literally driving my car every day on 8-hour routes here in town to find whatever I could when it came to the thrifting world. And then I was buying it and reselling it on my Instagram, and that's kind of how I got my first wave of people that started following me on my Instagram. And then from there, it just domino effect.
Yeah. That is fire. Yeah. Cause how did we meet, man? Do you know?
I had to have been at the store when I worked at Picked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to work at
store?
So that's the vintage store here on Madison.
Oh,
here in College Town. Yeah,
amazing,
so
by the way, that,
yeah,
that store's awesome.
Yeah. So I was there to help them like start the store, and then I stopped working there back in November. Mm-hmm. But I was there for a good 2.5 years as the store was developing. Yeah. Through like the first 2.5 years.
That's like the spot.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the spot in town.
Yeah, always.
Shout out to Pick though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Man, so. that's a lit store, man. Yeah. I always get really good vibes there. Yeah. The owner knows me, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. I think you bought a pair of shoes in there once, or like you definitely came in there and bought some tees before.
I bought some tees.
Yeah.
Shoes. I'm going to be real.
Oh, you came in there and bought some droves in there. 100%.
100% droves.
So you sell not an influencer out of Picks too? Or?
No. Everything I do with not an influencer is all online.
Oh, okay.
Unless I'm doing a pop-up. So, like, that's where.
Have you done any pop-ups?
Yeah, so Joe and I have done a bunch of pop-ups in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So, like, Atlanta Streetwear Market's a big one for us. Unfazed Exhibit is another, like, smaller one in Atlanta, but that's kind of, like, where we started. Another one we've done is called OTS. It's called On the Scene Atlanta. But all these are, like, really big, that's what people do in Atlanta, bro. They're always looking for, like, small brands to support or just, mm-hmm. like, they want the newest clothes, like, all the time. So we've been able to, like, engulf ourselves into that world. And then we actually have another pop-up coming in Atlanta in November. So we're kind of, like, preparing for that now.
So what, like, made you come up with that name?
Not an influencer? Basically, like, this, for those that don't know, not an influencer really comes from, like, my beliefs that we can be influential to those around us, even if we're not an influencer. That's kind of, like, my elevator speech to people that, like, ask me about it for the first time. Because I, like, really find value in, like, leaving a positive impact on people, whether you're an influencer or not, you know what I mean? If I met you for the first time, I'm hoping that you left that conversation and you, like, know me like you knew me for 10 years. Or, like, if you have homies, like, I always, like, or all my homies, like, they always have their things they want to pursue, and I'm always the one to, like, encourage them to do it. Or, like, I'm just, like, always wanting to be influential, to put it in the
That's
been
real.
A keyword.
It's always been a keyword for me. Yeah, and so it's not an influencer, just influential has actually been in my Instagram bio for years. Mm-hmm. Years. I'm pretty sure it was when Kobe died is when I first thought about it. That was like, it was my favorite player growing up. If I remember correctly, that's when I first thought of it. But the whole phrase just kind of like, it just like really hit for me. Like, mm-hmm. I just like thought of it and I was like, this just holds so much value for me. I know I'm not an influencer, though people might think I am. I know I'm not even close to like what like the influencer standards might be. So like whenever people come up to me, even before the brand, people would come up to me like, yo, are you an influencer? And my would always say, no, I'm not an influencer, but I'm just influential. Like,
it's crazy hearing them say that because I cannot make this up. When I first started kicking it with these boys and they were wearing like, now I'm like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, that shit hard, but like, what's behind that?
Yeah.
And he would say how you just said it, same.
Not influential.
I'm not an influencer. I'm just influential.
And to be honest with you, like, I don't tell people to do that. You know what I mean? Mm. But I think it just rolls off the tongue.
It fits right though. It's a good fit.
Yeah. And I feel like not an influencer by itself is just so open to interpretation that I think that's where like the true value in the brand comes. You know what I mean?
Because like absolutely, that's your brand has seen like a lot of success because like. It's open to talking points. Like, you put on the shirt.
Bro, it's the number one conversation.
Yeah.
You can conversation. Wear.
100%.
You want somebody to come up to you, wear my shirt. Like, exactly. Wherever you go, somebody's going to come up to you. So,
yeah.
Like, whenever. Even if they know me or not. And, like, I'm at a point now where, like, I don't even know who's ordering my shirts at this point. I don't know them personally. I don't know them. I don't know where they are. I don't know where they're wearing it. At first, when, like, I just had the hoodies, I only had, like, 200, 400 of them. So I could kind of, like, keep track of it. Yeah. But at this point, like, there's thousands of my shirts out
like
there in the world.
It's kind
of
like
nationwide.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah. When I first moved out here, 100%. I seen not influencer everywhere. But
it hasn't even really tapped Tally yet.
That's crazy.
Wait, like, what?
Because when I go to Pots or Tess, I catch 5, 10, 20 heads wearing.
The crazy part in it, in pretty my much, eyes, is it hasn't tapped Tally yet. Like, it really
pretty much the only people that wear not an influencer in Tally are, like, the influencers
or that like, or the, like people that DJs know me personally
yeah. 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 Okay. But it's a good amount because like I said when I go out to Pots Or, like, even sometimes I'll be on stage with Zeus right. when he's playing, and I'll just step aside and just scope the scenery out.
Right, right.
And I'll see not an influencer, not an influencer, yeah, not an yeah, every. I'm yeah. like, yo, this is crazy. Like,
that's how it is with the domino effect for, like, Drovision.
Drovision, sure. yeah, bro. Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, I learned a lot when, like, Dro was coming up. You know what I mean? It's because, like, we were, like, just doing stuff and just, like planting seeds and just, like, getting his brand name out there and getting his stuff out there. So now, like, a lot of the things that I do now were because of, like, what we had learned in his process. So, like, what we learned that did work and what we learned that didn't work, you know what I mean? Yeah. So now, like, those people that you do see, they probably connect us all together, which I'm super thankful for, because, like, I wouldn't be where I'm at if like, Drovision never started, you know what I mean? And, like, now we just kind of, like, grow everything together and kind of, like, do everything together. So that way, like, wherever I go, he knows he's gonna come with, or wherever he goes, vice versa. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I asked him in the first episode, like, if y'all was like siblings or like
basically,
but basically, like, yeah. At first I thought y'all was like family, yeah. But y'all are technically.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
real.
That's big, real, bro. That's yeah. that's lit, man. No, it's honestly, your brand has really impacted a lot of people in town. Believe it or not,
influenced. Yeah.
Same hey, and it's only outside right. of town,
you missed the target right.
It's
there.
Only right. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. Opportunity was there. It yeah, was there.
Yeah, yeah. No, but like seriously, like it impacted a lot of people. Like
he missed it again. He's
good. two for two is
two
crazy.
Two is crazy.
<He's> crazy. Not gonna lie, gang.
Yeah. All right, it influenced a lot of people. I'm so sorry. Influenced a lot of people. Like
especially
really
like all the artists. And
yeah, yeah, artists. Here. Speaking of,
very true.
Yeah, it's like Cash Cobain, bro. Yeah. That one I was really shocked.
Bro, that one.
That one, like.
That's the moment that, like. Sorry, I'll tell you the story about that. So, we were at Got Soul in New York. This was the first opportunity we ever had to go to New York.
Okay.
Right? They had reached out to me, and they were like, hey, we're going to New York. We would love to have you there. Here's a package for you specifically. If you can make it, we'd love to have you there. Boom. This is Got Soul, which has, like, millions of followers on Instagram. Yes. They're, like, the second biggest sneaker exhibit and most eyes, if not biggest sneaker exhibit there is, right?
Mm-hmm. In New York especially.
Yeah. And so they were having a New York show. Yeah. And so Dro and I were just talking about it, and I was like, bro, like, I don't know if I can afford to go out there, boom, boom, boom. Like, if we go, I don't know what we're gonna do, blah, blah, blah. And then him and I just sat down. We were at the gym actually, and he was like, bro, like, we just like started looking at flights, started looking at hotel rates, and he was like, you think you can make it happen? And I was like, bro, if you're down, I'm down. And at first, we were just like, fuck it. We're just going to thug it and just us go. And then our homie Morph that does all my screen printing decided he was going to come out with us. Because I was like, bro, you've basically printed all these shirts for me. And, like, you basically changed my life. I'm going to take you to New York with me. You know what I mean? And then we had, like, one of my friends from Atlanta. She came and met us out there, too.
Your brother, too, right?
My brother. And he ended up not coming to this one. Because we just couldn't make it work. But he came to Fashion Week when we went like three weeks
Fashion
after.
Week, yeah.
Which looked crazy.
Which
I
is crazy.
Fire.
Your story.
It was fire.
Yeah. So we went out to New York for Got Soul. And at first, the first day, I was kind of like, when we first started, I was really in my head. And so because I've been in sneakers my whole life. And I know right now the sneaker market is just dead. Like it's at the lowest point it's ever been. There's no like real true resale value to anything. There's really no demand
nothing
in sneakers
like
right now. Yeah.
Resale
nothing like
pre-COVID.
Reselling just real watered it down. And I kind of felt that while I was at the event because like nobody was buying shit. Mind you, I'm used to being in Atlanta where I'm taking 300 pieces and they're gone in a day. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And so I'm like, fuck, like I'm in New York. Like, damn, this weekend, like in my head, I like put too many expectations on it. And like, it was kind of slower at first. And then all these people started coming up to me and like all these like celebrities and like influencers started coming up to me and like, bro, they're like, bro, I don't know who you are. I don't know anything about your business, but I need your shirt. And I'm like, boom. Okay, cool. So then it started to pick up. And then the next day, Ray and Cash Cobain were there.
Just gonna say that. Ray.
And so everybody's like, you know, glazing, just like,
oh yeah.
Bro, they're
crispy cream.
Bro, crispy like. And I'm like, okay, cool. How can I scheme around the glaze, right? So, I kid you not. Everybody's in a circle right here around Cash and Ray.
Yeah, Ray, yeah.
So they're at the Got Soul merch booth. And they bring them in front of the merch booth. And I'm standing on the corner, like standing on top of a table, essentially. Because my homies work for Got Soul, too. So they're like, bro, just stand right there. And I had my bag on me. And I kid you not, Cash looks at me. He's like, yo. what's that tee you got on? And I'm like, oh, it's my brand. He was like, let me get an XL. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I got you. Like, I got you. But in my head, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, everybody asks me for free clothes. Everybody. Especially if it's a celebrity, especially if it's an influencer. They always ask them for free clothes. So I'm like, fuck it, I took a chance. I was like, fuck it, I threw it at him. And I was like, here you go, son. He was like, I appreciate it. He threw it in his bag. He looked at it. He like, gave it a nod of approval. Threw it in his bag. And then I threw him a black one, too, to put it in the bag. Then that was the end of the interaction. Because, like, there's so many people around him, and they just, like... But, like, literally, he was at the Got Soul booth, and Got Soul was giving him 8 pieces of free merch to put in the bag. But he looked at mine, and he was like, I really fucked with it. And then we went out that night, whatever, boom, boom, boom. I wake up the next morning, Morph wakes me up, and he's like... Or Dro wakes me up, and Dro never wakes up before I do. Never wakes up before I do.
Moment. You knew so, a big moment.
Bro, I'm knocked out. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, why is Dro waking me up right now? He's like, yo, you need to check your phone. And I'm like, bro, why are you waking me up? Like, where's my phone? Like, I couldn't even find my phone at the second. And then he sent me Cash Cobain's story.
Whoa.
Dang.
And it was him wearing. What did you feel in that moment?
Bro, I literally felt like.
Like SpongeBob.
Like yeah. I can't even explain it, bro. Yeah. Like someone of that magnitude.
Yeah.
Just like freely wearing.
And well known. You said he was in New York, right?
It was in New York. Yeah, and he's well known. So he was, it was actually in Toronto. But he's like the king of New York right now. Yeah. You know, like whoever says he's not, like that's your own opinion. But right now he's got New York on lock.
By the neck. He's got New York by the neck.
After that happened that night. Because it went on his Instagram. And
it
everything.
Went on his story, bro. Like,
did you see the day after? Because you were still in New York. Did you see, like, a lot more people wanting to get it?
So I didn't even have the shirt on my website at that point. Oh. Like, the New York one on my website. I just had it at the event. Because, like, the way I kind of operate with the business is I like to drop something new every time I go to these places, right? You know what I mean? So, like, first time I went to New York, I dropped the white with navy New York tee. Second time I went to New York for Fashion Week, I dropped a black one. Okay. But I didn't have them, like I dropped them, like, as I'm going to these events, you know? I'm going to Atlanta next month. I got something coming from Atlanta, you know? Like, I try to be very strategic with it. But when I posted the video of him at Ice Spice, bro, in seconds, the video was going viral. Like, it's at, like, 80,000 views at this point.
Jeez, bro.
And, like, I've had viral videos, but... That one was really the one that just, like, went
inspired insane. You, right?
It's the one that really changed my life, for real. Like,
dang, man.
Like, literally, the New York shirt literally changed my life. No cap. Because once that was on the market, bro, that's the white with navy has been my best seller by far. I don't think I'll ever not sell it, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Well deserved, that just shows one person can make such a
bro, big it can change it. Bro, it literally, and I tell people this all the time, like, I tell people it's like, whether it's one person or it's one post or it's one interaction or it's one comment, one like whatever it is, you don't know, but like it could be a life changing.
Yeah, the turning point.
That could be the turning point, you know, of like whatever you're doing. So I always tell people like, bro, like when they ask me questions on like how to start or like what to do or like whatever it is, I always say like, just keep going because that next video you post might be the one that's
keep
like...
Keep going. Give it 1,000%.
Just give it 1,000.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Or just like get better every... Like I tell people like get like 1% better every day. Mm-hmm. And you know, whether it's like what you're pursuing or like on yourself or like whatever it is, I just try to like do that myself too. Because like you never know like what your turning point is gonna be,
dude. That's inspiring because that's the same way I tell these boys too. Like we gotta keep posting,
keep posting.
Like if I'm not on, like Zeus is on my like, he's always on my cases on David's case. Yeah. Just keep posting.
And even me, bro. Yeah. Like I'm like I haven't posted in maybe like a week or so, but it doesn't mean like I'm not like my brain's not working or like it doesn't mean like I don't have like a bag of content that's just like waiting to get posted. You know, it's just like right now I'm just kind of like keeping it low key because. Bro, I had like 300 orders that I had to fulfill within the last month and a half that like I literally couldn't keep up with. And I'm blessed to say that I'm like in that position, but I'm also one that like wants to fulfill every single order. Because
you're still at the point where you just have your small team.
Correct.
You're not going bigger.
Right. And I'm trying to scale right now and things. So like it's been a process growing the business. But right now, like I don't want to keep pushing content out when like people are still waiting for their orders. You know what I mean?
Cause,
like,
true. Yeah, because you're promoting it more and you can't even.
And I can't even fill it right now. Yeah. So I'm like, until next week. Like next week, I'll definitely start ramping it back up again. But for right now, like I'm just kind of like at a not a standstill, but I'm like standing still.
Just trying to catch up. Keeping like yeah, exactly. Scaling like. When you are to scale your business, how do you think you'll go about that? And, like, where do you want to put yourself in about, like, a couple years?
So, I can't talk for a couple years, but I can talk for, like, the next couple months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, I can honestly say, and I really don't like to, like, I like goals, but I don't like to set expectations.
Yeah.
Because, like, if it doesn't happen.
Bars.
That's an influential quote.
Yeah. I just I'm always in the mindset that, like, if I set an expectation, then, like, if it doesn't happen, I'm always going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I hate that feeling. Or, like, I hate putting that pressure on somebody else. And then, like, they're disappointed because of, like, they feel like they didn't reach that or whatever it is. But I can say within the next couple months, my goal is to have, like, hundreds of shirts in production a week. So, like, I found a new production facility down in Tampa. And obviously, like, here in Tallahassee, Morph, who runs Choppa Gang, his brand, mm-hmm. He's done all my printing here since I started t-shirts.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so he still does my printing, but there's only so much that he can do.
Correct.
When it comes to, like, scaling, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's still doing everything by hand, which I'm super thankful for, and I could not have been here without him. Mm-hmm. But I also need hundreds of shirts done every single week at this point. And, like, for the months to come, I would hope that it's thousands that need to be produced, like, in November and December for, like, Black Friday. I have two huge pop-ups in November that I'm planning. I have a pop-up in December that I'm planning. And I can give you guys these locations. Like, I'm going to be in Atlanta. In November, I'm going to be in Atlanta. In November, I'm most likely, don't tell anybody, going to be in Vegas.
Whoa.
In December.
That's going to be crazy.
Vegas is lit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be on air.
Yeah.
This is getting posted.
This is getting posted. Yeah. He's
like, don't tell nobody. Everyone watching.
Yeah. Where is he going to be next?
We know where he at now.
That's crazy.
No, Vegas is crazy. You're finally going to be that Western market.
Yeah. Like, so, and then in Miami, I'm going to be at Art Basel. 100%.
Whoa. Art Basel has to happen.
That has to happen.
Whoa. Dude, you have to. That's
motion.
Big motion, bro.
Yeah. So, and I'm at a point now where, like I said, like, Morph can still be printing, but I need somebody else printing too. And so, like, I found another production facility down in Tampa that I had, like, a super close connection to. And they found out what I was doing, and they just basically called me and told me to come in. Right. And they were like, you need hundreds done a day, or you need thousands done a week? Like,
so
just leave them here, and we'll take care of it for you. And
question, so, like, yeah. Big shout out to your family, like, supporting your brand. Sure. And I saw them, like, helping you, like, pack up the stuff. Are they, like, you know.
So my brother helps me, like, every day, like, when it comes to, like, the analytical stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my mom, so, like I said, I've been down in Tampa for the last couple of weeks. And so I knew, like, I couldn't be down there and not fulfilling orders. So I brought, like, all my stuff down with me. And then as the shirts got done and production in Tampa, my mom was like, okay, cool. Like, we got to, or I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I can't pack all these up by myself and, like, get them out. Like, cause there's hundreds of shirts just laying around. You know what I mean? And so my mom's like, okay, cool. Like, she took off from work and she was like, we got today and tomorrow to do all this. So, like, she literally, like, put gloves on and she was, like, quality controlling, holding up all the shirts, quality controlling, see if, like, there were spots on them of, like, ink spots. She was, like, making sure the tags were right and just, like, going, like, above and beyond.
W moms.
Yeah, W moms.
Yeah, big W moms.
Yeah, W moms. Because, like, she knows, like, I've always been an entrepreneur and she knows I've always been doing, like, what I do. But, like, I kind of wanted to, like, for her to see firsthand and experience firsthand. Like, Mom, I'm fucking stressed to my neck with 200 orders right now. And I am so overwhelmed that, like, I can't really, like, quality control and pack and fold and print all the labels. It just, like, was way too much. So, like, she was like, if you could just fold them and quality control them, that'll take away half the task. And then, like, I can do the rest. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
she definitely helped.
Dang, but, so it's really, like, a lot of labor. Oh my god.
Oh bro, it's a lot of labor. 100%.
Would you say, like, for someone looking to get into like starting their own clothing brand, is that a part that you want them to know that?
I mean, bro, like, there's so much that goes into it, like, that, like, people just don't understand. Like, you guys got the packs, right? Like, you got the shirts.
Correct. Which we're we're thankful.
Very thankful.
Right? Very thankful.
And in the plastics, right? And like with the like sticker and like with the label and everything. But like, we fold those by hand. And I put those in the plastic by hand. Mm-hmm. And like, I pack those orders by hand.
Try doing those, you know, 300, I mean? 400 times.
Yeah. And so, like, jeez, you know, moving forward, I do have like a fulfillment center like lined up for me and things like that. But everything that I make is made, or all the shirts are made in the US. So I'm not able to like have them already in a poly mailer, right? Like, for in the US, you know? Like, a lot of people manufacture overseas and they get it already done in the poly mailer, which, like, if you've shopped with the other small brands, that's a lot of times they already have that. And so but I'm also like in the beginning stages of my brand, you know?
Yeah, which is totally crazy. Yeah, by the way, which is, you're doing honestly
crazy good.
Crazy good, bro. Like, big shout out to you, bro. That's lit.
What's the longest amount of hours you've been locked in as far as like working on the shirts and pushing stuff out, folding it up?
I mean, bro, like, my brothers tell me, like, I don't sleep, so, like...
I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like...
That's what it takes.
Yeah, it is what it takes, bro. Like, that day I was with my mom, I think I was locked in from, like... I think we started right after breakfast, like, at 12. And then we definitely went till, like, midnight. And so, like, a 12-hour day. And then she had left, and then I couldn't sleep because that's right when we heard about the news for the hurricane. So, I'm like... Like, my brain is just, like...
It's just all over
the place. It's all over the place. And so then, like, I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to stay up and fold tees and fulfill orders. Fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
So I stayed up to, like, at least 3:30, 4.
Dang.
So that's at least a 12-hour, 14-hour day, just, like, locked in.
The playlist you put on Spotify.
Must be treacherous.
Oh, bro.
The playlist you put on Spotify. Thank you, they were.
Shout out to God Bless Jai. That's
my. I'm going to put it in the description of this video.
Yeah,
if you guys haven't checked it out, check it out.
Please appreciate do.
Yeah, there's a Spotify playlist for every occasion.
Yeah. Big facts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tried to meet your boy Jai. His name is Jay or Jai?
Jai.
Jai? Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, because I work at Pots now, and he used to work at Pots, I believe. Yeah. And I would only see him, like, you know, with smiles.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. So, like, that's pretty cool that he made you a playlist.
Yeah, bro, like, Jai's, like, one of my best friends. Like,
really?
Yeah, we talk every day, every single day.
Like,
yeah.
You guys, like, grew up together? Or, like?
No, I mean, like, we met out here in Tally.
Oh, facts, and,
like,
okay. We've
just been boys, good connection. You know, and, like, he's in Miami now.
Yeah, so.
And, like, he's DJing in Miami now, but, like, he's just, like, one of those guys that, like, if he's your boy, he's your boy for life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've always wanted to include him in what I'm doing, but I, like, always wanted to give him, like, full creative direction. And so, like, for my brand, I really see my brand, like, being more than just clothes. Like, I really just wanted to be, like, a lifestyle. You know what I mean? So, like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could.
Yeah. Talking. That's kind of, like... Yeah, that's kind of, like... That was, like, my first step
what
into getting in that world.
What kind of things do you have in mind? When you were talking,
I mean, bro, like, I feel like I can put one. I feel like I could put not an influencer on anything, and it goes. But two,
like, kind of like in a Supreme aspect.
Yeah, exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Okay, like, I seen you put it on Tim's the other day.
Tim's,
that was
tough.
Yeah, we gotta get that in the frame.
Yeah, I don't know if he got that shit on frame, but
yeah, here, I'll take him off here.
Hey, he got that shit on.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
On the yutters, bro.
On the yeah.
I could see that. Like, just crazy. don't be putting shit on, like, toasters.
Yeah.
Or bats.
Or bats.
Or, like, a wrench, like, also Supreme shit.
Nah.
But, like, or a brick.
A brick would be hard.
You'd be surprised who buys it, bro.
But yeah,
Supreme, bro. They used to do all the time.
People, just, like, what I've learned in, like, this market and just, like, analyzing, like, consumer behaviors, bro. If they ride for a brand or they ride for a lifestyle, they're going to buy anything. Bro.
Facts.
Like, they're going to buy whatever it is they feel like.
Shit, I'll buy a brick.
Literally, like, bro. Like, if I put it on the ashtray,
like, I'm not an influencer, brick. What?
Hey, bro, if I put it on an ashtray, somebody's gonna buy it.
Yeah.
If I put it on a lighter, somebody's gonna buy it.
That's lit.
That's,
like,
real.
I can put it on. If I put it on underwear, somebody's gonna buy it. Like, if I put it on a hat, somebody's gonna buy it. Like, it's just really, like, one of those things, and I'm blessed to be in the position I'm in. But long term, I really want it to be a lifestyle. Like, I want people to know, like, oh, they get their style because they definitely shop but not an influencer. Or, oh, their aesthetic is definitely, like, they definitely pull from not an influencer. Yeah. And I've already seen people, like, literally, I've already seen brands copy everything I do.
Really? But that's good in a sense. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's good. But I'm also watching everything, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, on one side of me is like, I fucking hate them. for thinking that they're slick.
But they can't get your flavor.
But they can't get my swag. You know what I mean? You like, already, they can't like, do it the way
yourself,
I do it.
You already staked yourself down in the ground.
Yeah.
You're
so like, at that point, if people are just trying to copy you, it's like,
yeah.
That's kind of the same way, bro, with me in the DJ world, bro. Yeah. Like, so, like, I'm Latin, you know, but I do multi-format.
Right, right.
But people, like, wants to hop onto the Latin scene, and they want to get like me. And I'm like, bro, you just got to grind.
Right.
And,
like, you just...
It honestly, yeah. bro, like, I can guide you, but, like, I can't necessarily give you my flavor.
I can't tell you, bro. Like, so, and I tell people all the time, like, the question you had about, like, starting a brand. Yeah. I tell people, like, I'm very much so... in a different position than most when I walked in, because I would say like I'm 5 years, at least 5 years ahead, because mm-hmm. of like my retail experience. I ran a website before for Picked and other companies, like my own company. I ran a website. I helped Dro like build his website. I figured out how to manage inventory. Like I figured out how to like manage crowds and like all this stuff that like people don't talk about when it comes to like owning a brand, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I figured out what looks good on clothing. I figured out what people want to wear, what people don't like how people like to, like, for clothes for them, to fit them. Like, all these different things that I learned that I didn't even know I was learning before the brand even started. You know what I mean?
Facts.
And so now I'm just, like, on a constant pursuit of, like, making it more than just clothes and just, like, a truly just, like, a lifestyle. And, like, that's where, like, the playlist came into play. Because I was just, like, chopping it up with Jai one day, and I was like, bro, like, I have this crazy idea, but, like, could you make a playlist for, like, every occasion or every spot that I visited?
Damn. Oh, that's fire.
And so, like, we have a New York one, we have an Atlanta one on the way, yeah. we have a Miami one that's on the way, we have, like, an Essentials one that just, like, kind of has a little bit of everything, and then, like, the Stormy one, which is, like, my favorite one.
Oh, it was perfect.
The Stormy vibes.
I was on my porch smoking a cigar, listening to the Stormy playlist, yes. and I was like, bro, this is perfect.
The Stormy is just, perfect. Like, just on some chill, like,
yeah.
but I experienced those hurricanes firsthand, you know? So, like, having that and just, like, being able to express yourself in different ways that, like, people don't really think about, like, on a daily basis, you know? Like, unless you're, like, a music artist or a music connoisseur, you put together playlists all the time, but there's only really one brand that I know that's out there that kind of does the same thing, and I really took inspiration from them because I was like,
who?
Every Other Thursday. It's like a really niche brand that most people probably don't even think about.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I'm so I'm like deep dive, like I deep dive so much into this that they're like some, and the guy's name is Ethan. He lives in New York, or he lives in LA now, I think, but his brand is literally just Every Other Thursday. And it's literally, I think it's just a, like a lifestyle that people like, they like love like what he does. And like, they love watching his vlogs and they love like seeing his like journey and making this brand. And they just like latch themselves on to like Every Other Thursday.
That's so lit.
Yeah. That's the goal as far as what you want to do with Not
Twitter. For sure. For sure. Okay, yeah. Just like a lifestyle brand, you know, and like just kind of seeing where it goes. And I mean, at this point, I don't think that there's really a limit.
The sky's the limit,
for sure. Yeah.
So anyone watching this right now, wanting to start a brand, like, what's some advice you can give them, like, super quick that you know will stick?
I think the biggest advice I got when I was first starting was just to start. And then just kind of, like, roll with the punches. And
relax, man.
Yeah, you just kind of have to start. And, like, I was at a point where, like, I just didn't know what I was going to do. And this is like when I stopped working at the store back in November. I didn't know what I was going to do moving forward. And then my brother and Dro, they were just like, yo, like, you kind of have, like, something that's, like, sitting right there in front of you that you probably don't even know. But, like, they really told me that, like, I was built for this life. And I believe it now after, like, what is it? It's, what are we in now? It's in October?
Yeah, October. Yeah.
Almost
so,
a full year.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I had my first drop in February.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which is crazy. And
as far as you come in that short amount of time, diabolical. it's just kind of
and
like...
And I run the brand full time. Like, the brand's really my only source of income. So, I really had to, like, take a leap. And just,
leap
like...
of faith.
It's a leap of faith. Well, you know what I mean? And so, at this point now, like, if I'm going to give anybody some advice... It's like you just never know where it's going to go unless you start. Because, bro, I wouldn't have known that I was going to be here like a year ago. Like, I wouldn't have known I was going to have thousands of shirts out there in the wild 6 months ago.
But you wouldn't have known until you did it.
But right? I wouldn't have known unless I did it. That's true. And then, like, I wouldn't have known that I was going to go to Fashion Week. You know what I mean? Facts. Like, I wouldn't have known that, like, I was going to go to, not only go to Fashion Week, but every fucking person in New York was going to ask for my tee while I was at Fashion Week.
Hey, man.
Like,
damn, like 25% of the population in New York has their t-shirt now.
It's crazy. Like, no, bro, every day I get an order from New York. No cap.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's good,
like,
bro.
I
always see that you post on your Instagram. It's just like a bunch of people.
Bro, everybody. Just everybody. Yeah, and that's just people that have tagged the brand. Like, yeah. God knows how many people actually have it and they're wearing it.
That's probably the best feeling.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Like, and like, the best feeling for me is just like, knowing that, like, okay, like, for example, for Fashion Week, think about it. You're going to Fashion Week, so you got your fits planned out months in advance.
Yeah.
You know? But these cats are getting the tee for me and wearing it the next day. And I'm like...
yeah, that...
You know, like, there's really no feeling that I... Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
people, like, put on your shirt and they feel
exactly,
like, confident.
Exactly,
and
exactly. So, excuse me, from there, I just kind of knew, like, if my shirt can... Or if my brand can exist in New York... During Fashion Week, it can exist anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Dang, that's tough, man.
Yeah, so that's kind of like where I'm at now. Like, there's really nothing that I see in front of me that I really can't, like, conquer or pursue. Because, like, I've already touched the Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I've already felt what the Mecca feels like.
Now you want to know how far you can go past the Mecca,
right? Right,
oh,
right.
Oh, my God, that's fire.
Yeah, we're super excited to see where it goes now. Yeah,
honestly, I could
we've
be
been
wrong.
Here
was
every
it
step
Wisdom
of the way.
That you ran into?
Yes, bro, I ran into Wisdom.
How was that? Because I'm a big follower of Wisdom.
Yeah, so Wisdom, Wisdom is another one that's like a niche. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, a lot of people know him, but like, if you follow him, you know. You know?
You know. He got
that
shit
on. Yeah, you know. So like, a crazy story. We ran into this homie named Josh, and he actually works for Crocs and Hey Dude. Hey Dude had a pop up with SpongeBob in New York for Fashion Week, so he told us to pop out. So they had one influencer that they sponsored, and it was Wisdom. And so I was like, okay, cool, like, he's gonna be here, boom, boom, boom. And like, at this point, bro, like, I've interacted with everybody in New York, so I know how to come up to people, and I know how to come up to people anyways because of like my history and stuff. And so, but my shirt really caught his eye and his manager's eye when they were walking out of the venue. And so his manager, like, gave me, like, a nod of approval and, like, looked at my shirt. And I was like, oh, cool shirt. And then Wisdom was walking behind her. And I was like, yo, Wisdom, like, can we chop it up with you real quick? And Joe and I were together.
He was cool, right?
He's like, cool, yeah. He's super cool. He's super cool. And so Joe had showed him, like, his sample of new frames that he's coming out with.
Well, I'm excited for the new frames, bro.
And and so he like loved those, and then he like looked at my shirt, and like his manager had already asked me for one of my shirts. Mm-hmm. And then we had that whole conversation that you seen on video, and I was just like, yeah, like, he was like, oh, not an influencer. Well, neither am I. And I was like, that was like a stamp of approval from like the you know what I mean? Like,
I'm locked in now.
Yeah. Like, whether he knows me or not, moving forward, if he ever sees my shirt again, he's going to know what my shirt is, you know? And so from there, it was just like, and he like asked me for one, and I gave him one, and I gave his manager one. So like,
that's
crazy.
Huge closet of stuff that he has.
That's the fashion final boss, bro.
Literally,
bro. He's like the final boss battle of inventory.
Literally, bro. Literally. So that was like another one of those moments where I was like, damn, and that fucking closet that he has full of stuff, somewhere in there lies my shirt.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool to think of, honestly.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
that's really awesome, man. Yeah. It's really, really, really awesome to have you here because it got us very influential.
Yep. We're very influenced by, you know, your words. And
I'm glad. I'm glad.
And everything about you, Andro.
Yeah.
And top everything five. You guys have going on.
Hell yeah.
Like, we can,
like, I mean, that's like what we're trying to do now, you know what I mean? Like, we've kind of like, we're kind of at a point now where like, we just kind of want to continue like planting the seeds and just like almost being like someone that you guys can kind of look up to.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, because you guys are a big factor of why we started the podcast.
I'm glad.
To be 100% honest, like you guys and like just all the other brand owners in Tallahassee, it's like, man, I want to do that.
Facts,
you know?
Bro.
Like you can't talk about fashion or anything like that without saying Dro or not influencer. Yeah. And we want to be the same for podcasts as far as media in Tallahassee. Yeah. That's what we
want to
be.
And I'm going to encourage you guys to just like continue doing it. You know what I mean? Like I said earlier, like I saw you guys when you first started, you know, and like, I don't think people understand like how hard it is to make that first post. Like that first post is really that one where it's like, are they going to get it? Like, are they going to understand? Like, are they going to follow? Are they going to like it? Are they going to comment? Like, how are people going to react to it? You know? Like, I remember when I first started posting about my brand, this was like, I was like teasing it and teasing it and teasing it back in January. And it was just like subtle teases, you know? Like, nobody really knew what I had going on. But I was still like hinting at it, like, throughout my timeline.
Facts.
And then I posted a video. It was like something about like when you order your first sample or something like that. And like from that point on, people were just like, what is he doing?
Was it the hoodie?
So the hoodie was my first thing. Yeah, yeah. The hoodie was my first like actual item. But I don't think people understood. Like I think people understood that like I was pursuing something. Mm-hmm. So like I have like a lot of people that already follow me now or like have followed me before the brand.
Correct.
That they knew like I was always kind of like an entrepreneur, like always was trying something new. So, but I've always been like wanting like help others pursue their passions, if that makes sense. So I feel like a lot of time, like I feel like when I started it, a lot of people were like, damn, he's actually like doing his own thing now. Like this is kind of lit, like, you know? And so once I did it, like I said, that first post is really that one that could really change everything. You know what I mean? But it's the scariest post at the same time.
You got to take the jump, though.
Yeah, you got to take the jump, for sure.
But honestly, so. I know with your stuff, with our stuff, we're just like, it's so fun.
Yeah, bro, for sure.
At the same time, it's a lot of work, but it's just so fun.
And I tell people, like,
once you get, like, good engagement, like, we had a video on TikTok that got 100,000.
Yeah, that's sick.
Like, views, and... Once you get that, you know, traction,
for sure.
It's kind of want to
keep going.
Yeah. The only thing that I would say for y'all is like, I know people knew I was like in and out of New York, but the third time I was there in September, I was there with Gymshark.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was there with Gymshark, and like some of my homies are like Gymshark athletes. So they like invited me to go with them to Gymshark, New York. And so. It's crazy because like they sold 27,000 tickets to this event. Oh. And people are coming up to these influencers and like coming up to like my homie Lath. He starts every one of his videos and he goes up to someone and he says, "Excuse me, boss." And people literally like you don't understand it until you see it in right in front of you. But they came up to him like, "Yo, excuse me, boss." But like people are really like seeing everything that you do, and like it's almost like what I'm trying to say is like finding your niche.
Okay.
Your hook, or your niche,
and you know, whatever it is. So for you guys, whatever that is, I feel like once you find it, you'll know. And then God willing, if this does blow up, you guys are in these spaces, they're gonna know you for that niche.
Yeah, that's the goal, man.
That's the goal. Like people know me for not an influencer. And it's like I haven't just been like, oh, I'm Matthew from Not an Influencer. Like, I don't say that in every video, but everybody knows me from, like, the brand. And that's, like, my niche, you know?
That's
and
lit, man.
Yeah, so it's, like, if I would tell you guys to do anything, just, like, figure out what that is.
I feel like...
Whether it's your lane that you stay in, or, like, whether it's a hook that you find, or, like, what, you know, like, I already know you have, like, the Cooked podcast. And if you whatever you want to run with that, just run with it and see what happens. Because at some point it's gonna catch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's catching.
Yeah, it's catching
in the cities.
It's been a little bit.
So we really appreciate that.
When we go out, you know,
like, just hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I really appreciate you for coming out here, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
Really great.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to the Cooked Official podcast with your host DJ Zeus,
Dibble,
Lindo Next Door.
And my boy,
Matthew Hall.
Not influencer.
Thanks for having us. Stay cooked.
Stay cooked, gang.
Stay cooked.